This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Brian from Olympia is. Brian, are you there?
You know it.
And today is the last day. If you beat Mr. Migs, I'm going to send you tasty candy and a really cute Hooters pick.
Nice.
And we're going our candy because everyone keeps dipping into our bowl of candy. We have a lot of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, which is the goat.
Oh, yeah.
Some Whoppers. Mm. And also underrated, I don't think we enjoy it, except for on Halloween, Rolos.
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
We have one less now.
They're whatever. I also do want to say, I was talking to Brian offline, and he says he really wants that framed Hooters pick of us. So
let's make it so.
I'm rooting for you, Brian.
We're putting it into a frame. We don't have a budget for a frame.
I mean, I could just make one out of paper.
Fair.
There we go.
A little one.
I could be a little crafty. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Brian has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Go for it.
What number is represented by a 1 followed by 9 zeros?
1 billion.
Correct. What day does All Saints Day fall on?
Pass.
Which Disney princess has a dragon companion named Mushu?
Mulan.
Yes. What is the transfer of waves or particles from one place to another called?
Transference.
No.
Pass.
The same name as a long-distance run, what was the original name for a Snickers bar?
Marathon.
Yes. C.J. Stroud is the current quarterback for what NFL team?
Bears.
No.
Pass.
What is the study of the relationships between the sides and angles of triangles?
Geometry.
No.
Pass.
In which state does the Blair Witch Project take place?
Oh, jeez. Vermont?
No.
New Hampshire?
No. Maine? No. Where is your ulna bone located?
Arm.
Correct. What number is 20% of 40?
8.
Correct. What day does All Saints Day fall on?
Christmas. I don't know.
No. Brian, right down the middle, you got 5 correct.
Mm. Pretty lousy.
You know, you got to all 10 questions, so 50%. 50%.
And remember, you're not playing Steve Migs, you're playing Bert.
And yeah, and I don't really think Bert is that brilliant.
You think that Ernie was the brains of the bunch?
Bert was definitely the smarter of the two. I feel like Ernie was like the charisma, but Bert was kind of like the grounded guy.
Oh, yeah, you look so grounded.
You know what? Maybe I'm not the best example of that.
All right, Steve or Bert, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What number is represented by a 1 followed by 9 zeros?
1 followed by a billion?
Correct. What day does All Saints Day fall on?
What day? I'm going to say November 1st.
Wow, yes. Which Disney princess has a dragon companion named Mushu?
Puff. The Magic Dragon?
No.
Godzilla?
No.
Jurassic Park?
No. What is the transfer of waves or particles from one place to another called?
My goodness, transfer of, I don't, sonogram?
No.
Titanogram?
No.
Tsunami?
No. The same name as a long-distance run. What was the original name for a Snickers bar?
Marathon?
Correct.
Really?
Yeah. CJ Stroud is the current quarterback for what NFL team?
Houston Texans.
Yes. What is the study of the relationships between the sides and angles of triangles?
Oh, man. Math?
No.
Algebra?
No.
Calcium?
No. In which state does the Blair Witch Project take place?
Massachusetts.
No.
Oh, I thought it was. New York?
No.
Aye.
Steve, that was rough. Or Bert, you got 4 correct, which is a loss. 5-4.
Damn it.
Brian, you are getting that Hooters pick.
Woo-hoo.
Yay. Our first winner of the week. I'm so excited.
This is the best.
Woo. He did know that the Disney princess, that the dragon companion named Mushu, is Mulan.
Oh, okay. I don't think we've watched that one.
And I don't think you were mentioning any Disney princesses.
I didn't understand what was going on, to be honest with you.
You didn't with this question either. And honestly, if I didn't have the answer in front of me, I wouldn't as well. What is the transfer of waves or particles from one place to another called? Taryn?
I have no idea.
Radiation.
Oh.
Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
Okay. What is the study of the relationships between the sides and angles of triangles? Math?
Trigonometry.
There we go. There
geometry.
We go.
Trigonometry.
I didn't go that far.
Did not do well in that.
Clearly. And then in which state does the Blair Witch Project take place?
I thought for sure it was in Massachusetts.
It's another M state.
Maine.
No. Maryland.
Darn it.
And two you didn't get to. Where is your ulna bone located?
Next to your Obama bone? I don't know. Arm?
You do know, yes. And what number is 20% of 40? Come on, Bert.
8.
Wow, yes. You would have tied.
This
too
is
bad,
awesome,
though.
Steve.
Loser.
The older we get, the more we want to tap into the fountain of youth. And that is why Sarah still twerks in her 40s, right?
Yes, I believe so.
One football player claims that he found the drink that will keep you feeling young and pain-free. And it is only 2 ingredients. We're going to try it and then tell you what it is and how it tastes after Beastie Boys. Tonight, you'll be able to catch Thursday Night Football at 5:15 on Amazon. It will be the New York Jets hosting the Houston Texans.
Oh, boy.
Now, speaking of the Jets, they are currently on a 5-game losing streak. And their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, is reportedly turning to a fountain of youth remedy that was suggested to him by punter Thomas Morstead.
Mushrooms. It's mushrooms, right?
This is something that's supposed to help boost his energy, and we have some audio of Aaron Rodgers talking about it.
Timo gave me a little fountain of youth. He said he's been taking for a while. All legal, of course.
I think I gotta say all legal because, you know, when Aaron Rodgers talks, you just don't know if he's talking about legal stuff.
Yeah.
I've been kind of gassing him up. That's why I've been feeling a little bit better. But he's been taking like cayenne pepper and water. So he gave me some before the game. Felt pretty good, but I've been kind of gassing him up, but that's why I'm feeling so good. I'm not sure how much that's playing a factor.
So that's like everyone's just talking about this now. Is it cayenne pepper and water the fountain of youth?
Okay. I mean, it tickled me interested. I'd like to find out if this would work for me.
Here's the funny part. So NFL Live, we're talking about this, and they played like Aaron Rodgers talking about it, and it's Dan Orlovsky and Laura Rutledge, and they're like, you know what? Screw it. We got cayenne pepper. We've got water. Let's give it a whirl. And it let's just say it didn't go very well for Dan because he decided to chug the water and cayenne pepper.
Ooh.
Here's what it sounded like.
Be a big boy here. Ooh, this is cold water. Okay, cheers. Hawk, I wish you were here to do this.
I didn't come today.
Mm. Oh, wow. Oh, that's bad on the end there.
Oh, my God.
Wait, why did you do that? You're supposed to sip on this. You're not supposed to chug it.
I'm actually okay.
Not okay.
You look younger.
I like that guy. The guy that's in the studio is watching like over Zoom, and he's like, you look good.
Immediately younger.
So do we dare try it? Because I have some cayenne pepper with me.
No. I mean, I'll try it.
Here's the funny thing. So I blow my voice out sometimes when I do ring announcing, and I'm like, this is annoying because I got to go to work the next on Monday, And I ended up reading something. It was Richard Marx, and he calls it like the brew. And it's this concoction that he drinks when he performs live so that his voice stays strong, which odd, Richard Marx, because, you know, he's known for his death metal screams.
Right.
Well, anyway, it's like tea, and it's cayenne pepper, I think ginger, lemon, and hot water, and mixes it up and just kind of sips on it. And so I started doing that, and it does work.
Does it taste good or bad?
No, it's awful.
Okay.
It's awful tasting, and I would be a terrible baker, because I don't bother, like, it's like, it's a teaspoon of this. I just, like, dump a bunch of this, a squeeze of that, and I'm like, it's good enough. And it's not until I take that first sip where I'm like, oh, that was too much cayenne pepper.
Oh, boy.
But it does help.
So are we going to trust you with the measurements on this venture?
I mean, that'd be a terrible idea, but it's got the little top.
Okay.
So are we all down to try it?
I'll try it.
Now, what if it... I feel like we probably need to do this like every day for like a month if we wanted to, you know? I mean...
Take some before and after pictures.
Oh, that's a lot. Okay,
oh,
there's one.
No.
Mix it up there for everybody.
Oh.
All right, here we go.
And you're just
one.
Supposed to sip it. You don't chug it.
I mean, do you want to shoot it like a shot? Yeah. Another one?
Just to prove how badass I am.
Cayenne pepper and water.
Oh, my God.
This is going to suck.
Sarah, are you going to bring me a cup?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh. Well, don't do that. Don't be that way.
I can see it floating in there.
Well, that's bad stirring by Sarah. Don't be like, ugh, it sucks before you even try it. You don't know.
I don't
even
know.
Are we
doing
it together? Yeah, but I don't even know if I like cayenne pepper just like normally.
Oh, it's hot.
Oh, I'm such a wimp with spice.
Cayenne pepper is very spicy.
Okay, cool.
Ready?
All right, so don't take a baby sip, but I don't think we need to chug it, right?
Oh, chug it. Chug it.
All right, here we go. I like that, actually.
Oh, my God, I don't.
It tickles a little bit.
It's got like a nice little zing.
Yeah.
Taryn, you look a lot younger.
Do I?
Yeah, you look
great.
I feel
younger. I'm never getting Botox again.
Sarah, you don't look a day over 39 now.
Oh, my gosh. The back of my throat. Is yours not burning?
Oh, no, it's there. Yeah, I mean, it's lingering, that's for sure. But I mean, I would be up for doing this every day.
I'll do it.
If it makes me look any younger, I'll do anything. Let's get real. And it's cheap.
Yes. It's cheaper than Botox.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And people also use it for like if they have like a sore throat.
Yeah.
Cayenne pepper is apparently like it's like a wonder drug, quote unquote, for some people.
Well, let's give it a whirl. The drummer from one of my all-time favorite bands.
Oh, it's kind of stinging now.
Oh, yeah, it is.
An iconic band just abruptly quit that band and did it over email. We're going to tell you all about it at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The drummer for Primus, Tim Alexander, otherwise known as Herb. Herb the ginseng drummer.
He quit Herb the ginseng drummer?
Yes, that's what he was always referred to as, Herb the ginseng drummer.
Okay, fine.
Because he would have a fanny pack filled with herbs and he would hand them out.
To fans?
To whoever.
Okay.
It was very early on in the Primus years. Oh, yeah. He sent an email to his bandmates, Les Claypool and Larry Lalonde, saying that he has lost his passion for playing. And that's how they received the news.
I saw the post that they put, and I get that they're bummed that he left the band, and I get that they're annoyed that he left abruptly because it was just like a quick email. Like, he's like, I'm done, Dundee. Send. You know, and then they asked him, like, what's up? But, like, their statement, I kind of just was like, you know, maybe some of these feelings could be kept amongst the band.
Yeah.
Because it was like this long, on the heels of a wonderful tour and some fabulous plans ahead. It's a bit bewildering for us that Herb would do this and so abruptly opt out. And then after several attempts to communicate, he finally sent us an email where it was just one line. And it said, I lost my passion for playing. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I get that you're upset, but maybe like keep that internally. You don't need to like kind of just make him like be like, we hate him now. I get this vibe like they're very mad.
They do seem to be mad, and I think a lot of the fans are more like concerned about Tim Alexander. Like, is he okay? Is he going through something with his mental health? Like,
you know what's funny? My first thought was, he's getting old, and it probably is hard to play those drum parts. I mean, like, the older you get, the less your hands and arms are going to be able to handle that. And he's like 60-something years old. Not that that's like super old. But when you've been playing the drums day in, day out he does a lot behind the kit.
And he's had like a heart surgery or something like that in the last decade as well. So, I mean, yeah, to your point, he's older. Maybe it's the health thing. We're not really sure. But they do say that Primus will still continue to, you know, play the New Year's Eve show. They always do it at the Fox Theater in Oakland every year. So they're still going to do that. Danny Carey is going to be filling in a bunch for them on drums, which
apparently,
is wild.
That's pretty amazing. He's like part of that whole scene of like these like kind of trippy, weird, like Bay Area, I think, musicians.
Oh, yeah.
And having Danny Carey from Tool get behind the kit, that's going to be fine.
Well, and those two bands they've always been pretty connected. And Maynard's like other projects, you know, A Perfect Circle and Pussifer. Tim Alexander has played with both of those bands over the years. So there is a big Tool Primus connect.
Yeah. No, I know for a lot of those bands. Like, I mean, even there's a little bit of a connection with Metallica because of Les Claypool. Still one of the weirdest things was when I was watching that documentary, Some Kind of Monster, and they had all these different bassists try out for Metallica. And Les tried out. And I'm like, I just don't see that working.
No.
And
no,
I got to imagine that was awkward for them. Like, Les, you're our friend, but do you not listen to how you play the bass? And do you not listen to what we do as Metallica? This is kind of a strange thing.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are just, you know, surprised that he quit over email. Have you ever quit over email?
No, I have ended something with a quick little note.
Oh.
It wasn't an email. I was living in an apartment complex. I mean, living. It was like a day I stood there. I lived there. I did not realize that this apartment complex was directly across the street from what seemed to be like a mental ward for women.
Wow.
I don't know how else to describe it, but it was bonkers. Like, everything was fine when I got the place. I moved my furniture in. And then that night, all I heard for hours were women screaming bloody murder, like just having meltdowns. And I was like, I can't live here. Like, it's keeping me up. So I just wrote a note, said I'm out. And then took all my stuff that night. I didn't have a lot of furniture. It was like when I first moved out here, it was in Capitol Hill. And I was like, I'm done. I can't do this. And I just left the guy a note. I was like, I'm not even waiting around until he wakes up the next day to tell him I'm leaving this place. I am not doing this.
Rockaholics, have you ever abruptly quit something? And why? What was the reason? 206-803-ROCK. This could be a job. This could be a relationship. This could be whatever. What did you quit or end abruptly? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
It could be a job. It could be a relationship. Whatever. What did you quit or end abruptly? Give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. For Todd in Burien, tell us about the job you left after 9 years.
9 years.
9 years. Yeah, I was I was a really dedicated employee. Oh, good morning, by the way.
What's up, Mike?
And I'm sorry?
Oh, no, I just said what's up.
Oh, good. I was there for 9 years it was a manufacturing environment. So we were building stuff, and I started off in the warehouse. I'd been there 9 years, and they kept promoting me, and then they hired bad management. These guys had no idea what they were doing, and they kept promoting this the environment where smart manufacturing,
So Todd, when you finally hit that breaking point, did you just march in there and be like, I'm done, and just like put like your key card down and walk out?
It was, I talked to my manager the Friday before I left, and it was, yeah, he was just kind of a,
gotcha.
I'm sorry, a moron, and I had to, I'm like, dude, I gotta go. I came in Monday morning and handed in my badge and said, I'm done, I gotta go.
Oh, Todd, we got to run. There's somebody at the door right now. Sorry about that, man. We got to get that at the door.
Mike in Marysville, tell us about the girl you broke up with.
Oh, hi, everyone. Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
Okay, so, you know, Sarah already called me terrible for this, but I thought it was well-deserved. So I dated this girl. We met at work. We were coming up on a year, but... I guess the guy before me wasn't that great to her, but it started out as kind of weird, and then it got really controlling. Like, I had to call before I went into work and after, so she knew where I was.
Ooh.
And
she was just worried about your whereabouts. I want to make sure you got to work safe.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, we work at the same place. It wasn't that hard, but whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, what did it was one day she was getting really short, just snappy with me, so I had to do the guess why I'm mad at you, you should already know why I'm mad at you game, and then I was like, what is your issue? So I went on your Facebook and found a picture of your ex, and I'm like, which one are you talking about? And she actually texted me the picture, and it was from a girl I dated 7 years before I met her.
Jeez.
Wow.
So then how did you break up with her?
She said, yeah, so I ended up, she pretty much held our relationship hostage, say, you know, you need to purge all your social media of any girl that isn't me. So had a couple drinks, and I'm like, I was on the fence. So I did it, and then I called her back, or, you know, I texted her, it's, you know, it's done, you won. She's like, well, I shouldn't have had to ask in the first place.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so then I was just like, you know, you know, Migs, you'll appreciate this. Something came over me, and I just said, so, you know what? You're fired. I felt like Mr. McMahon saying that. You know, I turned heel. I am done.
You're fired!
Yep, exactly. And, you know, the thing that bothered me the most, the ex she was talking about was, like, really, really attractive. And the pictures that bothered her the most was my first concert I ever went to, and it was Pain in the Grass, Rob Zombie, and Godsmack.
Oh, yeah.
I had deleting that memory really bothered me, and then I went on a single man rampage for like 2 weeks, and I'm like, I'm going to be single forever. And then the next girl I met, I ended up marrying.
That's always Aww. The case. Just when you're not expecting, you find the one you're going to love forever.
Rockaholics, we are looking for someone who can call up and take down Steve Miggs, who is actually Bert of Bert and Ernie today.
Thank you.
And if you were listening yesterday at approximately 5:40 to the men's room, we gave out a cheat sheet that could provide some answers for this next game. Steve's record is 307 wins, 91 losses, and 53 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 7:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week. with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.